This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We've got about an hour left in the show. We'll be here to answer all of your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's warming up. I guess it was a little cold this morning. I woke up, it was about 31 degrees. It's 39, so we've got a heat wave coming, but it's actually going to warm up today, warm up later in the week. So plenty of time to still get that garden put to bed if you didn't get a chance to yet. So don't worry, end of the week, and for almost like a week straight, we're going to see some temperatures into the high 50s, low 60s during the day, so we got plenty of time. We do have some calls on the line, so we'll get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Rose is in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. You guys used to be here on our radio station, our local radio station, but apparently, you know. But anyway, I have some crepe myrtles. So over the summer, I guess they got, like, little white bugs all over them. Is that ants?
Yep.
And then I didn't take care of them right away, and I did have a service to come and spray, but apparently that didn't work because, you know, this was – they sprayed after – I mean, before this breakout. And then – all leaves turned all black, and you know that sticky, and it was black, and I hardly got any flowers out of them. And in that area, I get a lot of runoff water, so I didn't know if that had anything to do with it. You know that where they are, it might get too wet.
Well, that didn't have really much to do about it. What you have is you have scale on your plants on the crepe myrtle. What it does is that black leaves is what's called sooty mold, and that is what the scale gives off as it's feeding on the plant. It actually, the black can come right off with washing. So it's not something, the sooty mold is what they leave while they're feeding on the plant. But they look like little white, little white bugs, but they're called scale. And what you can use for the product on there is like an all seasons oil. And you can use that multiple times during the season. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is one where when you start to see some of that damage, you could use it. It's an organic product that you can use without an issue of spraying. It's mineral oil, basically. It's 98% mineral oil with some other ingredients mixed on. But what it does is suffocates the scale and kills them that way. It's called all seasons oil because it can be used year round. It's not one that just has to be done at certain times of the season. But I don't see the long-term issue for your crepe myrtle. With this, what I would want you to do is make sure in the spring, because at this point it's probably, you know, you're probably starting to drop.
Right. The leaves are falling. And then I thought if I would quick get them up and throw them in the trash, you know, it wouldn't, you know, affect the ground.
Well, so that's actually, that's a good thing to be thinking about, because if there's any of the scale that's kind of on any of the leaves or are on there, they'll overwinter. So the best way to do that would be to clean up the leaves, put them in the trash versus like a compost pile or something along those lines.
Yeah.
You know, or you can just, you know, bag them, get rid of them, whichever makes it easiest for you. But yeah, definitely don't leave the infected leaves all around the plant. Because it's just, it's creating like an insulation there, and they might be coming back on the plant. Are you still seeing some of those white scale on the plant?
Well, yeah, on the leaves, but now the leaves, since they're all falling off, you know,
I would look to see if you can get some all seasons oil just to spray the whole plant, because they can sit on the bark as well.
Okay. So I can do that now.
Yeah. You know, the later on, you know, I'd have to take a look at your weather, but later on this week, at least in New England, it's going to warm up. So I'm going to assume that it's going to warm up for you later in the week.
Yeah, it's going to warm up. We're
so
if have rain today and then that's it.
Yeah, so after the rain has gone by, because the rain will wash off this oil, right? Let the rain dry out, maybe give it a day or two, and then spray it. As long as it's above 50 degrees, you should be fine to spray it. But I would spray the whole plant just to be safe. This product will actually come in like a trigger spray where you can just, you know, spray where you can, or like a hose end where it attaches to the hose and you can spray the whole plant. You just want to do it until the plant is dripping a little bit so that it kind of sticks on the plant.
Okay. So, all right. Well, that's easy enough.
And it's something I would look at the spring and make sure, you know, if you start to see it in the early season, would be doing something along those lines. But I think you're going to be okay.
Okay. So, all right. I'll just spray it with that, and because both of them have them. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there's one more thing you could actually do. There's a product. It came out from Bayer Advanced, but it's also at Bonide. Is the all season? Excuse me, the tree and shrub, which comes in a liquid form. That tree and shrub will actually last about 12 months. So you could actually put that into the soil. So it's a soil drench.
Okay.
You mix it up, and you would put it into the soil, and the plant will absorb it, and then will go all over the plant to help with the scale insect, and then some other insects as well.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Well, thank you, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Well, good luck.
I get it. I get you through my phone now.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you can always get us at our website at paulparent.com. You can play live through there, even on a computer, or I don't think we're through Alexa yet. We're not that big yet, but you should be able to find them, I believe. Find us through our website at paulparent.com.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What I was calling about is I have rosemary, thyme, and basil growing outside, and I was going to try to bring them in before we got 3 inches of snow on them. But if they do come out okay, like the end of this week, it's going to get warmer. If they still look good, I was going to put them in a window box tray, probably about 8 inches deep, and try to keep them. We have a sunny window, a big picture window. I try to keep them over the winter and use them because I use them in cooking and stuff like that.
Yep.
Is that something I can do? Like just take them in, put them in the pot, in the tray, and bring them in the house, or should I leave them outside in the tray for a little while?
Definitely. So what I would be doing is later on in the week it's supposed to warm up, but the ground temperature isn't frozen, so you can still dig at any point during this week. It's going to rain later today, so it's perfect if you wanted to dig them up like tomorrow, because what I like to do anytime I'm transplanting is making sure the root system is nice and moist, and it's got a thorough like watering to help with some of that transplant shock. From there, you get as big of a root system as you can handle and put them into the container. You could bring them in now. I mean, we've kind of had that point where the nights are going to be in the low 30s, whereas the days are going to be up in the 60s. So you kind of can bring them in, keep them in a sunny window, and you should be fine. Just keep watering them. Light fertilizer, you don't have to do much, but if you're trying to push growth during the winter, you could just do like an all-purpose type fertilizer, so it continues growing for you during the season, so you can use them in your cooking.
Right, okay. All right, very good.
Alrighty, have a great one, John.
Yep, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a few calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Nashua.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have an area in the back that I had some trees taken down. And I'm having a guy come in with an excavator to remove stumps and rocks and spread some topsoil. How late can I spread some grass seed down? Or should I wait to spring to seed it? It's about 7,000 square feet.
Okay, so you're up in Nashua. I mean, when are they going to be doing the work?
Well, when he can get in there, either this coming week or the following week.
So I'd say if you could get in there this week, you might throw some down and be able to put some, like, salt marsh hay over the top of it, or some sort of, like, straw product that is weed-free,
right,
to help get it growing. If you were to get in there next week, I'd have to be looking at the forecast and say, you know, where the temperature's gonna be. The temperature change from during the day to at night is where I get the most nervous. And looking at, you know, the long-term forecast, there's like a 20-degree to 25-degree temperature drop. So the sooner you could do it, the better. But it might make sense just to wait until spring, honestly.
Okay.
You know, maybe... Yeah, I mean, I was going to say use like a cover crop, but I wouldn't put a cover crop in something like that. It's not like a vegetable garden or something.
Right.
Here's the thing with a lot of, grass seeds, it'll take about 14 to 21 days to germinate.
Right.
If you use like a fast grow, which is like a rye grass, those can germinate in 7 to 10 days. But the thing about it is, I like to have a mixture of grasses with like ryes and fescues, or ryes, fescues, and bluegrass, something so there's multiple, so if one has an issue, the other ones are going to be there to have that green color.
Okay.
So, you know, it if you want to get something growing, go with like a fast grow for now, just to get the root system started to develop, but then in the spring, be able to put something down. Because again, with it, with temperatures being warm during the day, soil temperatures, especially if it's going to be new soil and cleaned, you could put it down and have some germination in 7 to 10 days. But I'd be looking at putting something over it, like a salt marsh hay, or they have a product called like Lucerne hay, which is a bale of straw that's been heated up so it gets rid of the weed seeds. But you can throw that over the top just to give it some warmth, some protection.
Okay.
From like the cold nights,
right.
Just so it can start to develop. And that's something that will just is kind of biodegradable. We'll just go right into the soil as a mulch, or you can clean it up.
Okay.
Again, the only way I would really look at it would be like a fast grow, something that has a germination of like a 7 to 10 days at this
right.
point, not something that is a germination of 14 to 21 days, because at that point we're looking at almost Thanksgiving. At that point, it's usually a lot colder, but who
right.
knows?
Right.
I mean, 2020, you don't know what the temperature is going to be on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Okay.
So if I don't plant seed this year, I should just spread some hay over it and then seed in the spring?
Well, so if you don't do anything this year, you don't have to really put anything down.
Oh, okay.
The salt marsh hay is more if you were to put some seed down.
I see.
Just to keep the, because the grass, the blades will grow through it, and it will actually help insulate the ground to help it, you know, to grow.
Right, sure,
So you could put it down on it. The other thing is if it's in an area where there's a lot of weeds that have been in the other areas, maybe you put down some of the salt marsh hay just to block some of the weeds from coming in, but
okay.
it's not necessary.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Patrick. Have
All right,
day.
John. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break here. We get back more of your questions, so give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 70-year-old man was pulled from the rubble of a destroyed building in western Turkey early on Sunday after being buried under the debris for 33 hours. A powerful earthquake struck the country's Aegean coast and Greek islands on Friday. The death toll from the 6.9 quake rose to 51. At least 2 people have died and 5 were injured after being stabbed by a man wearing medieval clothes armed with a bladed weapon near the Parliament Hill area of Quebec City, Canada. Officials say that the suspect in his mid-20s was also taken to the hospital for evaluation. There were no immediate details available on the possible motive behind the attack. Daylight savings time has ended. Be sure to double-check your clocks, especially those not tied to the Internet. Arizona and Hawaii do not participate in daylight savings. USA Radio News. French police interrogated one suspect and searched for others Sunday after a Greek Orthodox priest was shot and critically wounded while closing the door to his church in the French city of Lyon. Investigators say the Paris remains in critical condition after being shot with a hunting rifle. Big day of college football Saturday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has some scores.
Number one, Clemson needed an 18-point comeback to fight off Boston College 34-28. They were missing star quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this week. Number two, Alabama had no problem with Mississippi State blanking the Bulldogs 41-0. Number three, Ohio State got past number 18 Penn State on the road 38-25, but several ranked teams were not so lucky. Texas knocked off number six Oklahoma State 41-34 in overtime. Michigan State shocked number 13 Michigan 27-24. Virginia got by number 15 North Carolina 44-41, and West Virginia down number 16 Kansas State 37-10. From the Ohio Valley USC Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I just have a couple of quick questions regarding winter fertilizers. I have two that are 2 years old, half open bags. One of them is Super Winterizer Plus Weed and Feed, and the other one is Super Turf Builder Winterize. What's the shelf life of these fertilizers?
So where have you kept them stored?
In my garage, which is is semi-heated or heated in the winter to around 55 degrees.
Okay. Well, then they should be all right, to be honest with you. They're more concerned about the heat, it getting too hot in there, but a garage usually will stay a little bit cooler during the day.
Right.
With the heat. So I would see no problem with them. I think they'll be okay.
I put down the Super Winterizer Plus Weed and Feed about two and a half weeks ago. So I'd like to put down the other one. It seems to be the same approximate stuff for winterizing in December, like the first or second week in December. Would that be okay?
That would be fine. You want to get that 4 to 6 week span, as long as the ground isn't frozen, right?
Yeah,
if the ground is frozen, it's just putting fertilizer down. The ground's not going to absorb it. But if the ground isn't frozen, you should be fine to do that.
Okay. And I also bought Magical Plus with Cosball.
Yep.
And I also have Love Your Soil as well that I've used in the past, and Super Phosphate. I understand Magical Plus is a combination of the two.
Yeah, so what it is a combination of between their original Magical and then their Love Your Soil. It's a combination that you could use to put down. When was the last time you used that?
I think it was September.
So you can actually put it down again to help with the soil conditions for next season. I see
Magical
no problem.
Plus?
Yes.
The Magical Plus or the Love Your Soil and
either
the
one. The I'd leave the Super Phosphate out. Don't use that one. Use either the Magical Plus or the Love Your Soil, either one. I personally like to use Magi-Cal, the original, and Love Your Soil separately, because mm-hmm. the Magi-Cal Plus to me doesn't have enough sulfur in it. The sulfur helps with your soil release the trapped nutrients a little bit, so it's not as compact. But being on the Cape, it might be a sandier soil down there. That's why I like to use the two different products. But for you know, being on the Cape, where if the ground is, you know, a little bit more sandy, that Magi-Cal Plus would be fine, because you don't need as much to break up compaction in the soil. You need more to add the acidity to the more alkaline to the soil, that type of thing. So you could use the combination at this point without a problem.
Well, I put it down in September, so could I put it down in December again?
You could. You could even put it down today. You can actually put it down in 6-week intervals.
Really? I mean, I used it three times in the summer as well.
Okay, so you used it spring. So you used it three times already?
Yes.
Well, you might not necessarily need to use it a fourth time. You know, that three times usually helps bring that pH level up almost a full point. We'll also release a lot of those trapped nutrients. So maybe save that until spring. Maybe in the spring get like a soil test to see where you're at, to see how much more you need to put, if you need to put any of that down. Or maybe it's just to keep everything the same, and by putting like that, the least amount possible. So what I would do is with that, since you've already done it three times, wait until spring, get a soil test and see where you're at, and then be able to tell that what you really need going forward. Maybe you've corrected some of the issues, and then we can just focus on maybe just liming or just, one or the other. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I do put lime down as well, the fast-acting lime in the spring, early spring.
Okay. Well, so with the fast-acting lime, that's something, depending upon your pH, you can put down three times as well on the soil. But again, a soil test would tell us where your pH level is. Are there other nutrients that are just really in there but we can't get to them? And that would use the Love Your Soil or the Magi-Cal Plus to help to use that to release those trapped nutrients, allowing those nutrients to go where they need. Sometimes it will flush a lot of those out. They've been used, but they're just not there anymore. And that's not a bad thing to do, is almost start from scratch. So that's where the soil test comes in, and it tells us exactly where we're at so we can build from there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Jean. Good luck and have a great one.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in New York.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you, Patrick. What I'd like to do is have a planting that can climb my trellis, as well as two attachments to it that's probably 12 foot wide. And I was curious as to what you would recommend other than a wisteria. I found wisteria had to be removed because it became too aggressive.
Okay. Now, you look at...
The site's about 15 foot from the house.
Okay. And now, is this just trellis going up a wall, or is it like an arbor?
It's an arbor.
Okay. So there's a couple of options for you. You could use like a clematis. There's so many different styles of clematis and colors. You could use a honeysuckle. Honeysuckle is a nice option. It's got some nice colors to it, nice smells to it. You could even use the climbing hydrangea. There's a climbing hydrangea out there. It's Hydrangea petrolaris. It's a nice white flower. We'll take some shade too. But it can creep up up a wall, up a trellis. In the backyard of my parents' house, my dad had planted a few of them, and they just climbed up the wall to get that, like, ivy look, even though it's a hydrangea leaf look up on the wall. And so it can be done. The thing about the hydrangea is it takes a little bit longer. It'll take a few years for it to really develop through there. Honeysuckle might take a little bit less, and then a clematis might go a little bit quicker. So the clematis would be like your first choice for quickness, for, you know, how fast it goes, and then go into like the honeysuckle and then move into hydrangea. Those are the three options that I think are the best for it.
Now, on the honeysuckle, isn't that quite aggressive, the root system?
Well, it can be over time. Whereas, so if you don't want the root system to be aggressive, then you can look at something like that hydrangea, where it's going to keep that normal root system but grow more above ground.
Now, will these things, they'll be annuals or perennials?
They're perennials.
They're perennials, so I'll have to do them every year. No.
No, perennials come back year after year.
Yes, that's right. I had that mixed up in my head. But yes, what I'm looking for is something that's the least amount of changing and work. I'm 81 years old, and I still want the beauty in the flower garden.
Okay.
So those are a couple good recommendations.
Yeah,
I already had clematis on the end, but I wanted to know what to fill it with because I have 6 to 8 more areas that plants could climb up on the trellis to fill it out.
So there's another one called trumpet creeper, but that can get pretty big over time. But, you know, it's kind of almost looks like the honeysuckle. So it'd be close to that. I'm trying to think if there's any other options for you.
The trumpet plant I've had in the past, but that's too aggressive too.
It does get pretty aggressive. You could try like a Dutchman's pipe. I know my father used to talk about that one all the time. I don't know as much about it as I do the others, but the Dutchman's pipe plant has like a really nice flower color to it. You know, it's a different one that you might not see. And I don't see that one completely being as aggressive as like the honeysuckle.
Good.
Okay, so there's a few options for you.
Yeah, that sounds good, and I thank you.
No problem, Mike. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There's a number of vines out there that you could be using. Again, as Mike was saying, you know, wisteria gets very aggressive. It'll take over. I've seen some of the wild wisteria just in the woods behind the nursery I work at in Mahoney's in Winchester, and it just takes over around the trees, and sometimes that can be a little bit too aggressive, right? Taking over the trees that are there, so you're losing some of the protection, the shade, etc. So, you know, it is about what you can use. I like the hydrangea petrolaris, the climbing hydrangea. I love the white color, white flower that comes with it, but the green leaves, you know, my father put some, like I said, behind the our garage in the backyard where there's a garden, and the leaves have covered the wall, most of it at least. And it's just, that's what it's meant to do. Just cover up, make it look nice, you know, natural, and have that good white flower to it. So I really, that's one of my favorites out there. But there are a number out there that you could use. There's the sweet autumn clematis is another one that would be flowering at this point. That can kind of take over, but it's got that white flower to it. At this time of year, I saw it down the street from me a couple weeks ago. It was just covering a fence. It was just all over it. Looked gorgeous. So there's a lot of vines that can take over areas, cover it, make it look more natural versus, you know, so structure-oriented. Take those arbors and make it look so much more, so much better. So just a couple things out there to think about. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so if you call in, we can try to answer you on the other side of the break here. We've got a minute or two before we go to that, but you can call us at 855-660-4261. I just want to add again, you can go to Natural Alternatives website. They're shipping product out starting, you know, Monday. It takes about 2 to 3 days in the area. So if you still want to fertilize, you know, put some winter fertilizer down or even start to purchase some of their ice melt for the winter, you can go out there and get it by the mid to end of the week when it's going to be nice in the area to put some stuff down. So you can go to their website, naturalalternative.com, or you can call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941. But we're going to take our final break here, and when we get back, we'll wrap up the show, and we'll get ready for next week. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a couple calls, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Glenn is in Falmouth.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good. Thanks for having me. I have a Montauk daisy.
Sure.
That just loves the location. It's facing east. And I'm interested in splitting it. But before you go there, I actually trimmed it during the spring last year. And as a result, it didn't really flower until later, like in the fall. Was that from trimming it or...
Yes, that's kind of what it does. So with a Montauk daisy, if you prune in the spring and then you prune again in like July, it'll actually flower for you later in the season. If you don't do that pruning, it will try to go to flower earlier, and it won't get as full as normal.
Gotcha. So this thing's a beast. I mean, just it loves the space. So I'd like to split it. Can I just take a spade and just cut that in half?
So, yeah, you can. What you want to do is it's usually every, like, 2 to 3 years you can actually divide it.
Okay.
And just cut it. Basically try to pull some of the branches apart down by the soil so you can see, so you're not just, like, cutting right through some of the branching. But you can definitely cut it. Right down with a spade, without a problem. It might be something to do for the spring.
Okay, better to do in the spring than in the late fall like this.
Yeah, you know, if it was a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I might think about it being all right. I mean, The best time is early in the spring, so it has that whole growing season, whereas right now the weather is so up and down.
Yeah.
You just don't know what could happen with it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful plant, and it just loves the area, but it just took over. I had it in too small of a place, and it went into like a shrub almost.
So, if it's, what is it, probably like 3 feet wide at least?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you could cut it, you could cut that right in half, and then in the spring, you can actually cut it back to about like 8 inches all the way around, and then again in July, you'll cut it back by like half of whatever it is, and then it will actually help keep it a little bit more compact for the next couple seasons, and then it pushes that flower into the fall.
Okay, so then what I'm hearing from you is, hey, don't split it now, but I can prune it now.
Well, so
if I decide to leave it.
Well, so I wouldn't prune it now. I'd only prune back some of the dead stems. It doesn't necessarily need to be pruned at this time of year. The best time to prune a Montauk daisy is spring, when it's starting to pop up, starting to show some growth, usually around the beginning of May, and you cut it back to about 6 to 8 inches. And then again in July, at that point you cut it in half, and that pushes the flowers to later, but it also keeps the plant a little bit more compact.
Gotcha. Great. And when I do split this,
yep,
do I hit it just with compost or anything special?
So I would use compost, but I'd mix it with the existing soil. So it's not in like the perfect soil. It's in something where it's going to want to push its roots out. It's going to want to develop over, the whole area versus just sit in a nice soil that you've made, right? So, basically what I would do in the spring is I would actually, instead of just splitting it right down the middle in the soil, I dig the whole plant up, okay? Get a decent-sized root ball around the plant, then split it in half because you're going to want to kind of recenter the plant that you have, are going to leave there and put the other one in the other location. But that allows you to add some more compost to the soil, maybe peat moss, that type of thing, just to enrich that soil for both of them. And the biggest thing is watering prior to splitting them, making sure that the plant gets nice and saturated the day before or the night before, because the transplant, Chuck, what happens is when it cuts it, it just tries to absorb whatever it can right then and there. And if it's already full of water, it's going to help it survive a little bit easier. And then use like a biotone starter as a to help with the transplant shock as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So, all right, I'll let you go. I'm quite sure you have other people. I greatly appreciate your feedback and your input. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenn. You have a great rest of your day. That's going to wrap us up for today. So I appreciate everybody calling, enjoying the day. I know it was it's a little snowy, but it's going to warm up until next week, guys. Get out there. Be good to each other. Plant something. And go out there and vote on Tuesday. We'll see what happens. Talk to you next week.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.